Miloš Zeman was sworn in as Czech president at a ceremony at Prague Castle on Friday morning. In January, Mr. Zeman won the country's first ever direct presidential election. In Friday's inaugural speech, the new president outlined the priorities of his presidency and pledged to become a mediator on the Czech political scene. Jan Richter attended Miloš Zeman's inauguration and has this report.
The Vladislav Hall of Prague Castle on Friday morning hosted the inauguration ceremony of the first directly elected Czech president, Miloš Zeman. Deputy senators, government ministers, members of the diplomatic corps, clergymen and other distinguished guests looked on as the 68-year-old Miloš Zeman, accompanied by his wife and daughter, proceeded to take his presidential oath.
Slibuji věrnost České republice.
In his inaugural speech, the new president outlined some of the tasks he would like to pursue during his five-year term. Mr. Zeman said he first of all wanted to bring calm to the Czech political scene and become a mediator of conflicting interests. He also expressed an intention to support all those whose work benefits the society and move against those he called islands of negative deviation. These include, in the president's opinion, neo-Nazi groups as well as economic criminals. Mr. Zeman said he would push for new legislation that would curb these illegal activities.
Jsem hluboce a dlouhodobě přesvědčen,
My deep and long-term conviction is that the most important tool in fighting these economic mafias is a law on property declarations, including the possibility to confiscate property that has been acquired illegally.
Nelegálně získaného, tedy nakradeného majetku.
Miloš Zeman, a veteran on the Czech political scene who served as Social Democrat Prime Minister in the past, is known for his frequent and earthy attacks on the media. In his speech on Friday, he made clear the fight would continue, to a round of applause from the Assembly.
Za třetí ostrov negativní deviace pak pokládám...
Another island of negative deviation is, in my opinion, a substantial part of the Czech media, that part which focuses on brainwashing, on media massage, and on manipulating the public opinion, that part whose representatives combine a striking lack of knowledge and a great deal of self-confidence.
A maximálního sebevědomí. Upovídaní komentátoři, kteří...
After delivering his address, President Miloš Zeman reviewed Czech army troops at the Prague Castle courtyard before paying respects to the remains of St. Wenceslas, the Czech national saint, in St. Vitus Cathedral. On his way there, the president was greeted by a crowd of several hundred of his supporters. One of them was 23-year-old David Herzina, who arrived from Karviná.
Já myslím, že se nám to všem líbilo. Jo, bylo to zajímavé. Možná...
We all liked the inaugural speech. I think it was different from what we heard in the past. I think the president should be active, should attend parliament sessions, and pay more attention to the way the country is run. That could bring about change.
Sixty-eight-year-old Václav Štulík from Jablonec agrees that Miloš Zeman should play an active role in shaping the country's future.
Já jsem zaregistroval, že to snad byl první.
I noticed that this was probably the first inaugural speech interrupted by applause. He made specific points, not phrases. As far as his role, I think he should focus on what he understands best, which is the economy. I know the president doesn't have much power, but if he's really an active president, he'll find ways of getting things done.
Když bude hodně aktivní prezident, takže se to dá dělat i jinak, než jenom oficiálně.
The official part of the inauguration ceremony ended with Miloš Zeman and Václav Klaus laying a wreath at the statue of Czechoslovakia's first president, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk. The festivities concluded with a lunch the new president hosted for top Czech officials and other guests.
And sounds there from Prague Castle on Friday, following the inauguration of President Miloš Zeman. Jan Richter was reporting there.